going on, y'all? Well, yeah, welcome. Episode 110 of the Just the Guys podcast. I want to thank you, audio listeners. Special shout out to y'all. Y'all hold a special place in my heart, in particular. Because if it wasn't for y'all, man, we wouldn't still be here. Be honest with y'all. The YouTube people just not messing with us. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. YouTube, get your stuff together. But hey, man, it doesn't matter if you're a he, she, they, or them. When you tune in, it's us. We locked. Yo, boys, how y'all feeling? Terrell, Denzel.
Hey, man. I'm feeling great. You just had a video go up. When did this shit go up? Monday?
Yeah.
Monday, the future reaction. Oh, my God. That's one of the best. Yeah, that's out there with the Ye one. That shit was fun as fuck to record.
Yep.
And the TL's been on fire since. But I've been good, man. Denzel, how you doing?
Doing good. Chilling, working, discovery.
Reaching.
Nothing in particular, nothing specific, just the good times.
Reach.
The peace, the peaceful times that people don't talk about. They just talk about when they fucked up and they down and everything's bad. Right now, just
a little closer.
Peaceful times.
How you doing, brother, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great right now. I mean, no complaints. Life is smooth. I'm excited for the channel to grow.
Yeah,
I'll go check that out, man. I've been dropping reactions.
We should have a line of videos going up. Future kind of took the forefront. Everything else got pushed back. I don't even know if we should still drop them shits. We'll drop them anyways. Fuck it. User views.
Drop what?
The Playboy Cardi. We're sitting on the Sexy Red. We're sitting on.
Oh yeah, let's drop those. What the hell?
We're sitting on all that shit.
Let them shits ride.
Gotta sit in the lab for a little bit.
Hell nah. This is right.
By the time y'all seen this, Beyonce's video, or her video, her album, drops this Friday. Crazy. It's just a line of fucking albums releasing.
Beyonce.
Yep. Her country album's coming out. But and hopefully get a response from Drake. But I guess that kicks us off into the first the first topic.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? That's just you want to talk favorite songs on the album, or you want to talk like any updated thoughts on the album?
Yes, I do. I gotta pull up the track list real quick. Give me 1 second because I don't know that the track list off the top of my head.
I don't either.
So let me ask you: are there any songs you've been playing after listening to the album?
Like that Cinderella. Cinderella is just a fucking fire ass fucking song, bruh. That song's fire. Fried, I've been playing a lot. Everyday Hustle, I've been playing a lot. The opening track, and then Type Shit, I've been playing all those shits a lot. But my favorite track is definitely Cinderella. Definitely. I think the best track on the album, though, is Everyday Hustle. We're going to talk about the complete package of a song, Everyday Hustle.
Yeah, Rick Ross did his thing on that track, to be honest. That put the icing on the cake for me when I was listening to that. But I think I've been listening to Everyday Hustle because I really like the sound of that. The first track that I re-listened to was Fried because I really like Fried. That shit's hard.
Yeah, I'm Fried.
I don't know. The vibe just fits me. Like I listen to the song, I'm just like, yeah, I'm Fried. I'm fucked up. My little shawty, he's a Fried. That shit's hard. But Like That, of course, for obvious reasons. Everybody listening to Like That. Like That is hard as shit. I had to dissect some verses on there. You know. So those two, I listened to Type Shit again because I wanted to hear Playboi Carti's verse again because it was hard to hear like the first few times. So, but I wasn't really spinning that. I really was just spinning Everyday Hustle, Fried, GTA, and Like That. Those are the ones that I've been listening to.
I'm surprised Ain't No Love. You weren't talking about
Ain't No Love. Oh, also, What the Fuck You Mean? Because that, yeah. that, I've been saying that like every day. It should just get stuck in my head, and I just be like, "Yeah, new promethazine, yeah, yeah." I just been saying that shit.
I just been playing it and keep it on like shuffle, and just keeping like some of the songs in rotation. That shit slaps in the fucking car, bro. All the songs.
Oh yeah,
all them shit slap in the car. But to address the elephant in the room, man. Kendrick had the verse. He shook the world up again with his verse. Drake and J. Cole caught some strays for that. The disrespect to Kendrick is ridiculous. The disrespect to Kendrick is fucking ridiculous. Motherfuckers are sitting there saying, oh, Kendrick, Drake's discography is way better than Kendrick's. I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious right now? There's no fucking way. Kendrick has this right here. It's a Pimp a Butterfly. There's nothing in Drake's catalog that's fucking with it. There's nothing in Drake's catalog that's fucking with it. I don't give a fuck. I love Take Care. Take Care is one of the best albums from the last fucking, from the 2010s up. But it is not fucking with this shit. And let's not even talk about Damn. Let's not even talk about Damn. But, hey, man, Drake. Get your verse together. I'm not saying put that shit out this week, because First Person Shooter came out when? Like November? And Kendrick's just replying to it now? March? So go ahead, Drake. Yeah. Take your time, but don't get on fucking stage talking about, go ahead and play the Drake shit. Play the Drake shit. I gotta hear that shit again. I gotta hear that shit again.
Got a clip. Gotcha.
Play that Drake shit, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Metro had to flip. Oh, he said Metro flipping money. Yeah, Perky sipping money. Yeah. All right. What the fuck is the Lil Yachty inspired ass fit though?
A lot of people ask me how I'm feeling. I'm gonna let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling about your fucking self. Cause you know how I'm feeling? I got my fucking head up high, my back straight, I'm 10 fucking toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go, and I know that no matter what, it's not a nigga on this earth that can ever fuck with me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight. But,
okay.
But in order to, you know, get yourself all gassed up, riled up, and move towards the future. Sometimes you gotta acknowledge the mistakes that you made in the past, right? 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 So this is what I want you to do.
Yeah, he sounds scared. He sounds like he riled up. He sounds like he shook. He heard that verse. He seen everyone stop fucking with him. He's like, yeah. Don't give yourself no fucking pep talk on the goddamn stage. Get your ass and start cooking a verse together. Take your time with it. Make sure it's curated, it's perfect, and then drop that shit.
I don't know.
You can't be puffing your chest out on these verses talking about you the best, blah blah blah. Nobody's fucking with you. You this, you that. You top three, but you not three. You not two. You can't be saying all this shit, and then when someone that shot it as it's a sneak diss, but. As direct as that sneak diss was, we know who were. You can't say that wasn't about you. You cannot. You had an album called For All the Dollars come out. This man says For All the Dollars Getting Buried. Like, as direct as that is, don't go hiding now and call you too, because your ass be out here saying you the best. Nobody wants smoke with you. Okay. All right. So have that same energy with Kendrick. I understand he shouted Kendrick out. He's saying they the big three, the new league, this and that. But then you said the Spider-Man meme is just you looking at Drake. Where's Kendrick at? You omitted him now. And now you see how the beef between Kendrick and Drake was a thing. Y'all linked up for the Black Friday shit. Cool, whatever. He hopped on Revenge of the Dreamers. Now you linking up with the ops now? With Drake? You gotta catch these rounds too. These bullets, these shots that come your way too. Fuck the big three. It's just big me. The fuck? Now Cole is probably gonna respond. If he does respond, I doubt he's gonna respond. Should he respond? I think he should, because he'd be talking shit.
So.
He be talking all this shit on these verses that he's the best. Nobody fucking with Cole.
Yeah, I heard that before. Nobody fucking with me. I'm like, okay.
Okay. What happens when somebody starts fucking with you then? It's not all love. It's sport. This is a sport. We throwing shots.
I don't know. I don't really think he's gonna have much to say about it. Cause it was like, okay, that's just how he feels. But he didn't really say nothing direct. He was coming for Drake ass for sure. Like,
oh, did he?
For all the dogs getting buried. That's a K. With all these nines, he gonna see Pet Cemetery. I was like, yeah. Drake, it's a target in your back. It's a target on your back, King. You need to do something. I mean, it seems for me, that tweet shows me that he's kind of unfazed. That's what it looks like to me. Said he feel like nobody's fucking with him. Like nobody could ever fuck with him. And he's still on tour. Like he's doing whatever. He's gonna do what he gotta do. He gonna handle that shit when he get to it. That's what it seems like looking at that tweet. I don't think Jit riled up, scared, whatever. But with the Future Metro album being the most streamed album, what was it?
Of the
what
year.
Record did they break? Of the year?
Yeah. And the number one hip-hop song right now is like that. And that shit's been played in the clubs. Can't dodge it.
It's getting played in the clubs?
That shit's everywhere. The ho is fucking with it.
It's like, hey, I'm not gonna lie, Drake. Listening to that album, your shit was kind of weak. How you drop an album called For All the Dogs? And I think I said this before. And that shit maybe got four songs as For the Dogs. It's like First Person Shooter, Daylight, maybe What Would Pluto Do? What else? I guess 7969, but Tizo really carried that one, if I'm being real with you. I don't give a fuck. That track is like, it's still like, all those tracks like are cool. None of them are like hit hard as shit, except for First Person Shooter. That's like the hardest hitting track on the album. Even the one with 21 is kind of like, it's cool. What is it called? Calling You? Or something like that?
Yeah, Calling For You.
Like, it's like, it's okay. Like, the album is more of like, that album should have been titled Her Loss. I know we say this shit all the time, but still. That album was more about, oh, like, okay, like, we lost out on this girl. Like, fuck Shorty. Like, I'm fucked up about you, but fuck you. Like, we sliming you out, whatever. Like, I feel like the song on the album that got the most replayability is Rich Baby Daddy. Shit, that song hype. All the Parties was good, too. Yeah. I wish Chief Keef shit was longer. His verse was longer because his part was fire. Like, the song's still good. You know, when he started singing in the end, you know, Drake started doing how he do. It's not really an acapella, but it's like the beat kind of drop and he just like rhyming and shit and vocalizing. Like it's cool, but it's not no real dog like shit. Like it's not like nobody's, the dog in me is not fucking evolving from hearing this shit. It's not getting no power ups. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting no strength gains from that shit. I'm listening to him just like, okay, like you got me singing, like you got me in the mood, like you got me thinking about bitches, like fuck my ex, like whatever. You got me in that. But you listen to this Future Metro album, you want to go outside and step on some shit. Like, I'm talking, you want to go lift something. That shit is like taking a line of pure cocaine. That shit is like pre-workout. You want to go bust some shit up. You want to go rip out a heavy bag. I'm talking, you want to go like go for a run. You want to go for work and get like all the money. You can take all the fucking shifts. Take all the sales. You know what I'm saying? And not have done any work for that shit. You on demon time when you hear that shit. You want to fuck niggas. If you a gamer, you want to fuck niggas up in ranked. Talking about you want to step on shit for real. You trying to puff out your chest when you hear that. Mm. Like, it get real gritty. You want to play GTA and slide on some niggas. Get 5 stars within the first 2 minutes of being on the game. Like, that's the type of energy that shit has, bro. Like, niggas want to drive with no hands on the turnpike. Going 100 miles per hour when they listen to that fucking album. When I listen to that shit, I'm just like, I feel like a fucking villain. I feel like, yeah, it's time. It's my arc. It's time. In the dark, fuck these niggas. I don't like how he's speaking. I don't like how he walking. Fuck him. Get rid of him. I don't like him. Get rid of him. Cut this nigga off. Yeah, get rid of him. He a bitch. Press him. He a hoe. Expose him. Get rid of this dude. I don't like this dude either. Get rid of his ass. Fuck his ass. We create a new circle. That's how I feel listening to this. You know what I'm saying? So the energy, it just speaks for itself. And I'm not even a Future fan like that. I'm really not. I'm not going to say I can't name 5 Future songs. I definitely can. Like, I'm going to put some respect on Future. But five songs that are in my phone, probably not. I don't think I can do that. Cause his like all his good shit, I want to say personally, is like outdated. You know, it was that shit was on my old Android, my LG Aristo, and I used to have that shit in middle school, mm-hmm. like early high school. That's when he had his bangers, his Stick Talk, his March Madness, which is outplayed like shit. I cannot March stand Madness that is
truck. Fucking fire, bro. That song is still fire.
Fuck that song. I cannot stand that shit. Turn on that shit. I hear that doom, 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 and that shit getting skipped because I've heard amazing. That shit so much. Hey, baby, I've heard that shit so fucking much. But then there's what's that song? Honest. That song's Honest hard. I'm not gonna hold you. That song is hard as fuck. Turn of the Lights is clean. I had a song. It's like more R&B, but it's Never End with him and Shorty. What's Shorty from? Is it Destiny's Child? Kelly Rowland. There you go. Mm-hmm. She on a remix. That shit's clean.
You know he was on Racks on Racks with YG? Yeah. What's his name that made the song?
Sunny Digital?
No, the other rapper that was on there. Oh my God. What was his name? It's not YG. Why the fuck did I say YG?
What you got? Racks on Racks on Racks.
YC.
Oh, the Pluto shit.
It's YC. Not too far off.
It's funny. It's a few letters away, like four or five.
Yeah.
But I do the math. Fuck it. But even the projects with like Lil Uzi
mm-hmm.
at the Pluto stuff, that stuff is cool. Like All Bad is cool. Plastic is cool. Like he has some good track. Oh, That's It is the name of the track. That song is hard as fuck. He got some stuff on there that's fire. He has some singles in that album with Nav too. That All Business album.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff in there is fire. He's on a track with DaBaby. It's called Light Skin Shit. That song is fire, but all that shit is old. All that shit's in the last decade, like
yeah,
2019, 2018. Like, so I don't know. I mean, besides the Uzi project, I haven't really been listening to him like that. So
he's just fire. But
yeah, the fact that he went crazy on the album is like, you know, he got my respect.
The narrative on the TL is that all these people, everyone that unfollowed Drake, so Rick Ross, Future, Metro. Nav. The narrative is that hip hop needs Drake. That all these people need Drake. Kendrick needs Drake. Everyone needs Drake for clout. And it's like Kendrick don't need fucking Drake. He dissed Drake, then went to Mexico the day after the album released and fucking put on a performance. Went crazy. He hasn't been in Mexico in like 7 years. Motherfuckers went stupid. His tour went crazy. The Mr. Morale, the Big Steppers tour, dumb.
Yeah,
he don't need Drake. There was not one Drake shot in that verse in that album. There wasn't one in Damn. There wasn't one in To Pimp a Butterfly. When he disses Drake, it is either on a feature, or it's in a fucking cipher. When he did the hip hop cipher for BET, that tucked the sensitive rapper in his pajama clothes. He went dumb. And let's not forget that when the Control verse came out, Drake was hating hard on that shit. Y'all gonna forget this verse. Y'all can't even tell me how the verse starts. Blah, blah, blah. That verse is not gonna hold a flame in like the bigger scale of hip hop. What? When Kendrick dropped that shit, the world stopped. Motherfuckers talking about when Drake released Take Care, Views, and Nothing Was the Same, the world stopped. No, when Kendrick steps out and starts bodying people on these fucking songs, the world stops. Control, the world stopped. Like That, Thanks. The world stopped. The whole TL has been on fire since the fucking day this album came out till right now. Motherfuckers still talking about this shit. Still talking about Kendrick. Kendrick's still trending. And his last project came out, what? It's been 2 years now?
Yeah.
2 years. And come on now, it's a rap civil war now. You pick a side. And I think I'm on the Future, Kendrick, Baby Keem, Yeezy. I think I'm on that side. Fuck what Drake got going on his side with him, J. Cole, Sexy Red, Lil Durk, Lil Baby. They all on that side. Y'all can stay over there.
None of them.
Y'all can stay over there. Y'all can stay over there. But I'm on this side with the heavy hitters are.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna dip my toes and the Drake side, because I gotta keep Cole, bro. That's my guy. Other than that, else you can have them niggas. I don't give a fuck about none of them.
I'm gonna tell you, Cole has to say something, bro. It's a sport. It's not on no personal shit. This is not personal. I don't think no one's gonna sit here and fucking try to hurt each other over this shit. It's rap shit. Drake. Cole has not been in no fucking rap beef like that. Did you know that? Yeah. He has been in no rap beef. Kendrick has had not particularly a beef. He had some rapper came out and said Good Kid, Mad City wasn't shit. That's one of the older rappers. Oh my God, who was it, bro?
Somebody said that Good Kid, Mad City wasn't shit.
Yeah, so he released The Jig Is Up. The Jig Is Up is about somebody.
Oh.
Yes.
And that song is hard as fuck. Like one of my favorite songs.
Dumping out the roof. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That song is so hard. I remember like being a kid listening to that, like, I'll be like, oh, shit. This shit is crazy.
Ridiculous.
I was like 14.
And to think, if he did that, if Kendrick really wanted to put out a real diss track towards Drake, and that The Jig Is Up is only to somebody who said Good Kid, Mad City wasn't shit, imagine what he would do to Drake. Oh my fucking God. Drake is definitely the better artist. I wouldn't even say the better artist. He's
well-rounded. He's more well-rounded.
He's more well-rounded. He's more mainstream. Kendrick is definitely an artist because he will definitely take risks and he'll definitely experiment with his sound. Mm-hmm. Hence this album. With the whole fucking jazz influence this shit had. And what I did not sound like anything that was on Good Kid, Mad City. Kendrick is definitely an artist. But when it comes to pure lyrics and pure rap, Kendrick is just years ahead of Drake. Way better than Drake. Drake has been
everywhere.
I love everything from Certified Lover Boy to Her Loss to fucking... I love all those albums, but is it a reach to say that he had some shining moments where his lyrics were good, but the rest of it was kind of like, these are kind of mediocre if you really break them down.
Drake a singer.
Drake's a pop artist.
Drake's a singer. He'd be singing.
Drake's definitely hip hop. I don't want to take that away from him. He's definitely hip hop, but I feel like his lyrics have, throughout the years, have been more watered down to appeal to a wider audience.
Just said he don't know how to rap like that no more.
Well, shit.
The horse's mouth.
This Kendrick will get you rapping right back to that. This Kendrick will definitely do that. I hope Kendrick releases a project. Baby Keem said he's working on something.
If I'm being honest with you, I've never heard a track where Drake was just rapping his ass off. Like...
Middle of the Ocean on Her Loss. He's rapping his ass off. 8 a.m. in Charlotte. He was rapping.
That's just boring though. Like he's rapping, but it's not like
It's not like a DNA. What else?
Yeah, it's not something that sits with you. It's like more poetic. You know, like the kind of rap that he has is like more on a
like a conversation, like he's just talking.
Yeah, that's having the rhyme, and he's on beat.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like the sometimes the flows be interesting, but it's like it's nothing about it that really gets you excited. You know, like
probably his delivery.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, and the way he chooses the flow, because you know that song with Benny the Butcher, that Uncle Peace Caddy is what it's called. Johnny Peace Caddy. There you go.
Johnny Peace Caddy.
That shit is hard, like
yeah,
and it was slow, like the delivery on that is slow too. But it's like you could feel his attention when he's rapping. You could feel the passion. I feel like when Drake raps, you don't really feel the passion about it like that.
Yeah,
he just says like a few lines that's relatable, like when he had "I'm Upset" drop or what's that one song, "Mob Ties"? Like when he's like sick of these niggas, hire some help, get rid of these niggas, like. Or "No Friends in the Industry." I'm not gonna lie, even that song, like that song, you could feel the passion, but he didn't rap. Like he had the potential to, and he didn't rap. Like, "And this shit too dirty, gotta yellow tape it, and I had a waiting at the telly naked." Like he was spitting in that shit, but like there's no real lyricism there. It's just like
there's nothing deeper. It's just the basics. There's nothing. Basically the Tupac effect.
Facts. And that's crazy because when I was saying that, that's the exact artist that I was thinking of. I was gonna say he's more of like a Tupac. Like Tupac can rap too. Don't get me wrong, he can rap too, but it's like the same thing. It's like there's like you don't really feel his intensity when he raps.
Yeah.
It's like some artists like a DMX, fucking he raps, you feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel what he's talking about. Like, I don't know.
And I think same that's where the I think that's where the conversation kind of comes up with Kendrick not really being Big Three material because of his lack of consistency. And I know we like to throw out the argument of quality over quantity.
5 years.
Well, I don't agree with it because he puts out quality projects that are worth the wait. You get what I'm saying? Like the time frame between Good Kid, Mad City and To Pimp a Butterfly was, I want to say, 3 years. Because Good Kid, Mad City came out 2012. Mm-hmm. And then To Pimp a Butterfly came out 2015. Then between 2015 and Damn was, or between To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn was 4 years. Because Damn came out 17.
Wait. For Damn, yeah, 17.
So 2 years, and then we waited 5 to get Mr. Morale. But Mr. Morale is a fucking amazing project.
Yeah, man, you know why it took him 5. He said it on the fucking album if you listen to it. Like, yeah. Man was going through depression, and like, his family was fucking falling apart. He was going through a whole bunch of shit. Like, he'd been cheating. Like, he'd been called out by his wife. Like, he hated being in the spotlight. And then on top of that, like, COVID happened. Like,
yeah.
The man was going through a lot of shit. He was struggling to pick himself back up. I think that stands for something, bro.
Even with Drake, though, I feel like I said, it's just watered down shit because he's dropping every year. So you don't really get to see the change between albums. Because Her Loss and For All the Dogs is damn near the same Drake. I don't see no evolution between that. You get what I'm saying?
He was on timing for Her Loss. Like, he was like on bullshit. What's another one that's hard that I thought was like just Pussy and Millions? That shit's hard. Circo Loco was hard. The intro track, Major Distribution. there's so much shit on Her Loss where he was like on timing.
But oh, it's still the same Drake, though. You get what I'm saying?
It is. But I mean, the sound, like, just the atmosphere of the album is different, right? Yeah. Because of like that, it kind of has that shit that I was talking about before with Future. It's like, it just, okay, like we on timing right now. Like, we finna stand on business. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. But at the same time, it's like still, you know, there's other things that trigger other, like, I forgot the name of that one track. I can't think of it. It's okay though. Fuck it. Moving on. There is one track though that I remember where he was like spitting, like that one song that came out in 16, the Looking for Revenge track. What's it called? Summer 16.
Summer 16.
That shit was cool.
That's from one of the best albums. That's the closest thing to a rap album that Drake's put out, which is If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, back in 2015. Yeah. And I revisited that album like recently. I was like, okay, I can see why people love this album and probably give it like the number one spot amongst all his other albums. But at a certain point, I think Drake just stopped evolving as an artist. And I think it was around the time of Certified Lover Boy. Like, Certified Lover Boy, I love the album. Like, I don't hate none of his albums. I love all of his albums. But it seems like there's a point where he just stopped evolving. Like, he stepped out of the box, so honestly, never mind. Cool. Mm-hmm. But then Drake sounds like the same Drake from Certified Lover Boy to Her Loss to For All the Dogs. He hasn't changed anything. It's still the same Drake. You know what I'm saying? But if you go with Kendrick, you go from Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, it's a Pimp a Butterfly, to Damn.
It's a different nigga on every album.
It's a different version of Kendrick on each of these projects. You can even do the same thing with Cole. From Born Sinner to Sideline Story to Forest Hills Drive to Off Season to For Your Eyes Only. They're all different. And that's you can say Drake's an artist, but I feel like with your artistry, you're supposed to grow with your craft. Right. I feel like Drake kind of just stopped doing that because he's trying to stay as mainstream as possible, as relevant as possible. So
I was about to say that's also the curse of mainstream, right? Like you're trying to make as much money as possible, collab with as many artists as possible, get as many streams as possible. So you drop as often as you can and you're on to the next thing as often as you can because you're trying to roll in the dough. Like keep all your deals, keep your name in the spotlight. You're trying to stay hot and evolve with the young artists too. And you already know how their appeal is. Yeah, so it's like you don't really have that time to be in the crock pot and simmer and then come out with some new timeless project where it's like you really make sure that it's polished. It's something that's easily digestible, but it's complex yet at the same time. And it's like a personification of what you've been going through. I feel like that's what artistry is. It's like sometimes he just drops something that's like, okay, this is going to be cool for the summer. And then after he dropped that, he's like, I'm a surprise dropping. This shit going to be cool for the fall. Like, for anybody that's brokenhearted, this shit going to be cool for them. This is for my dudes. Like, so I'm going to drop this. And I feel like that's what he's been on for the last few projects.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even with the concept art, like, that shit been ass. Like, yeah. I know I'm not coming for all the dogs, but the Certified Lover Boy shit was dog shit. Like, just a bunch of pregnant women emojis. Like, what are we doing here? Pregnant women. Her loss is what? What's shorty name?
Sukihana?
Sukihana?
Yeah.
Sukihana? Yeah, whatever her name is.
I think it's just Suki. Sukihana is the rapper.
Suki. Oh, yeah, my fault. I'm sorry. Suki. What does she have to do with the album?
Like a fashion IG. It's because Yachty was like, yeah, make that the album cover.
Okay. Yachty's so we just gonna go with it?
Yachty's been in his pocket. But fuck it. We said that we weren't going to talk about this man no more, but I don't give a fuck. We're going to talk about this man. Just don't put him in the thumbnail. Hey, man, Diddy's house got fucking raided. His LA house and his Miami house raided because of allegations of sex trafficking. Raided his shit. And I'm not going to lie, I think they caught him. I think he was trying to fly out of the States. And I'm not gonna lie, man. He's a
bird now, right?
Yeah. It's that time that he he got caught up with all his bullshit, bro. And I'm not gonna lie to you. All that shit hit the fan. And now, that just goes to show how fucking like shady these industries are. Like, I can only imagine what the YouTube one is. It's like. Like the behind the scenes streamer, YouTube content creator industry. If the music one is like this, I could for sure see this industry being a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit crooked.
Yeah.
I feel like the music industry been around a lot longer. And I think with the streamers, at least it's like there is some people are like homebodies. It's not really truly like an organized industry just yet.
Yeah.
So it might not be as bad. But with music, like music is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many laws surrounding it. Yeah, it's probably foul, for real. You know what I'm saying?
This man, Diddy. He's a...
It's goofy. Diddy. Know his ass guilty now.
For real.
He tried to run. When they tried to run, he did it.
Yeah.
God damn.
Guilty as hell. I seen somebody comment like, oh, now the world really gonna find out what happened to Tupac or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
They said Diddy put the hit on Tupac that got him killed in the first place. Because the reason Keefe didn't win at Tupac because Diddy had money on his head. So, really, that's the only reason Tupac did die. Because Tupac got in an argument with them. It's like, don't that nigga got money on his head? Then, rest is history. It's like, yeah, Diddy put the money.
That's just insane, though. It's like, you're really killing icon. For a little bit of bread that's gonna be temporary, and your dumbass went broke probably at the end of the year, and you still needed money. Like, that's, I don't know, that's insane.
And Biggie died literally the next year because retaliation for Pop's death because they know Diddy had something to do with it. So they got a Biggie.
Said bad boy for life, huh? Bet.
It's crazy how Biggie died, and then Diddy has all of the masters, I think. The Biggie shit. You know, he had a bunch of like music come out after he died. This man's still making money off of Biggie's name. That's crazy.
It's insane, dog.
All the shit that's coming out with Diddy now is almost it's on the same time as the Nickelodeon shit. Because Diddy had a fucking video resurface with him and 15-year-old Justin Bieber. He's talking about he wants to have a 48-hour sleepover with him. Like, what? Diddy, what?
Why don't you come hang out no more? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, old ass bitch? Don't you got like responsibility? Yeah, like you an old ass man. Like, why? What? Like, what do you want? Why do you want to be with a 15-year-old, like, high school student for 48 hours? What are y'all gonna do, Diddy?
Yeah, we
watch cartoons. Like,
they're trying to get his ass. You know, literally trying to get his ass.
That's so fucking weird, bro.
And then get his ass on a contract.
Yeah, Jit need to get need to be castrated. And get his ass stomped the fuck out, stoned to death immediately.
Take Diddy and give us Young Thug. Even exchange.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, if Thug did what they say he did, his ass just as bad. Well, not just as bad, but his ass bad too. Keep his ass too. Give us somebody else. Okay. Give us somebody that, like, I don't know, that just been dodging, paying they, like, speeding tickets or some shit. Give us one of them. Like, they're not as bad. That's still pretty bad. Somebody that's rapper. Been, you say what?
Like, that everybody forgot about?
Who?
AK?
Yep.
Oh, let that nigga stay in jail.
Yeah, let his ass stay in there. Yeah, he don't deserve to come out either.
For real. Stay your ass in timeout, Goofy. Let his ass stay in there. Do the race in that cell.
Well, we'll continue to elaborate on this when more shit comes out. Because right now, it's just they raided his homes off of sex trafficking.
Yeah, they found some shit. They just ain't speak on it yet. They got to do some
update
CSI on it.
But moving forward, there have been some unfortunate things that have happened between this episode and the last episode. The bridge in Baltimore collapsed because of... a cargo ship running into it. Apparently the cargo ship lost power and just crashed into it. Prayers out to the people who lost their lives there, and there's still cars like underwater. But a lot of people have been saying that it was a deliberate attack on the bridge, because that port there is one of the busiest ports in the country. And now they gotta go, everything has to be rerouted to other places. The cargo ship came from Singapore. I don't know what the fuck it was carrying, but I don't know. I'm not here for the speculations. But that's just what the TL has been running with.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the conspiracy theories. Everything is a conspiracy theory now. Motherfuckers are talking about the solar eclipse we're supposed to have on April 8th. They're like, yeah, something big's gonna happen April 8th. The fuck up, man. Go outside. But not only that, not only the Baltimore ship, there was a mass shooting in Russia at a shopping center, I think. And I seen the video for it. That shit is fucking wild. Even though as much as there are enemies and whatever, this and that, it's still people at the end of the day losing their lives. So prayers out to them. I think we had some audio listens from Russia at one point.
Sure, yeah, that shit don't have nothing to do with us. The fuck? Yeah. Like, they still Russian people. I spoke to a Russian a customer. Dude, he was chill as hell. Like, he knew a lot about shoes. Like, the way he spoke to me, like, his mannerisms, like, he was just incredibly respectful. And it was like a breath of fresh air, really, because you don't get interactions like that every day. So it just goes to show you, like, the quality of interactions between people in different countries. Yeah. It's so much different.
That's what we were talking about last night.
There's a Russian dude that works at this chicken place down the street from my house. He always cool dude. Cool.
Yeah.
And there's this Russian lady. I used to work at Walgreens. She was cool.
Mm-hmm. That shit is just politics, bro. That shit got nothing to do. We have nothing to do with the fucking government. Like, we don't think that y'all are, like, some warmonging fucking, like, fucking cavemen, like, in Russia. Like, we don't think y'all are, like... just monsters.
We just don't like y'all leaders, just like we don't like our own leaders right now. We just don't like them.
Real. Yeah,
y'all cool though.
Yeah, nobody wants to fucking fight y'all, bro. Like, I would, if I could, like, I would love to, without being judged and having like preconceived notions of, you know, said things. Like, if I could go everywhere, like, in the country, go to Germany, go to Russia, you know what I'm saying? And, like, just meet different people, like, men and women, and see what their culture's like, I would definitely do that. Like, to literally just to learn without it being spoon-fed to me through, like, whatever biases they may have or, like, just bullshit. Like, I would love to just go firsthand and just experience and talk to people if there was no language barrier. I would definitely
do that. Me and Nizel were talking about that on the duo episode we had. I was like, damn, I want to go to fucking China because China has some of the craziest fucking cities with their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like, can't really go there because it's like, I don't think their president is going to want Americans running all through his shit. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, but the people there are fucking probably cool as shit, coolest fucking people. Their food is fucking amazing. And it's like, bro, we can't even fucking sit here and visit these places because of politics. Like, fuck, bro. I don't think there's ever going to be a point where, like, there isn't, like, a bunch of just bullshit with dumbass leaders. I don't think there's ever going to be that point. I think there's always going to be some sort of turmoil in the world where you can't go to these fucking places and you can't do certain shit.
It changes by the year. One place is like, go, you can go to it, and then the next year, nope, you can't go there. Motherfucker's gonna be banned from fucking South America. Like, what do we do? You can't go to South America? BBL business is gonna go crazy.
Someone's gonna, some political leader is gonna say some shit, or our president's gonna say some stupid shit, and it's like, fuck, now we can't go there. Now they don't fuck with us.
Yep.
Like, god damn.
But, I wonder how that goes. They probably just see them just like how some stupid ass Americans see like Asian people here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're Asian? Like, you fucking commie or whatever. Like, get these fucking commies out of, like, oh, they're stealing our jobs. Like, shut the fuck up, bro.
While your ass is unemployed, they stealing our jobs. Bro,
shut the doing fuck nothing. Up. Fat as shit, lazy as hell. Go home, put your nasty ass holy socks up on the couch, drinking a beer, watching ESPN. And they working hard for real, and they working hard as shit to feed their family. Like, they're taking all our jobs.
Watching daytime television on your Facebook account.
Yeah, meanwhile, they're working, like, behind Home Depot or some shit, or, like, trying to get a position anywhere that they can. Like, bro, shut up, bro.
I be saying this shit all the time, man. The people that come from other countries here be the hardest fucking workers, bro. Deadass be the hardest fucking workers, no matter where they're at. They be hustling to get their shit.
They're so underprivileged. They're trying to make a life for themselves. So I can't stand when people say shit like that. And they just take it and run with it. And they feed that shit to everybody. Their family members, they feed that shit to their kids. Yep, like, friends. It's like, bro, shut the hell up, bro.
That's why part of me is glad that the internet's around. Because then you see the real shit.
Yeah. It's like a gift and a curse, too. Yeah. I think. Because the same way that you could see something that's real, it's like you have to fact check it. And if you see something that's fake, it might look more real than what's actually truth. And you have to fact check that too. It's like there's just so much bullshit everywhere. Honestly, I couldn't be bothered to involve myself in all that stuff and inform myself every time because, truthfully, sometimes that shit doesn't matter. Well, to me, I mean, that might sound bad, but like it doesn't affect my life. So I try to limit my stress to the things that are like most important, and then whatever I need to really know about and study. So
yeah,
I think of that how you will.
When we get our money up, we traveling.
Oh, for sure.
Be out there, everywhere.
What country you want to go to?
So where I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to go somewhere in Europe, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I go somewhere.
I want to go to Japan.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, bro. Most definitely. Japan. Pop some clothes from over there. From over there. All types of shit.
I wanted to go too, but I'm not gonna lie. I think they have like too many little details, like when it comes to what they think is rude and what they think is polite. It's just like, bro, how am I supposed to remember all these shits, man? I'm fucking American. Like,
I think they shoot you some bail for that.
Shit, maybe. And then even my tattoos, they might be offensive. Well, I know some people are like, oh, like those are tattoos. Like, can I touch your skin? And it's just like, okay, yeah, sure.
Is that still an offensive thing over there?
Oh yeah, in some areas you can't go if you have like sleeves and stuff,
man,
like that.
We're going to Tokyo, man. We're not going to the outskirts. We're going to Tokyo.
You go to the farmland.
Going right where everyone else goes. Fuck it. They seen tattoos. They probably seen worse. Hey man.
Yeah. Don't know my stop, man.
Wants to go to Thailand.
Going to Bangkok. Yep.
No Diddy.
Yeah, we should go there. No Diddy.
I'm cool. Like to see how much having like our bread, like we take a little pool of money. How much that'll get us over there? That'd be
a cool. Lot. We'll probably pay rent for like 3 months over there. We're like $2,000. Like that's how good that shit is over there.
Can we do the IRL streams like these other motherfuckers be doing?
Like yeah, when we start streaming again, yeah, or we can just get footage. We can just get footage and make a video.
The IRL streams, I'm sorry, I can't do that shit. The IRL streams are just too weird for me.
This man Terrell go have a big ass camera like, yo guys, we're in Thailand.
No,
in
Japan. We're gonna have someone holding the camera. You're I'm gonna be holding the camera. No,
they're gonna say, why you're not holding the camera? You know how they go get like why you not holding the camera?
Kai
like,
doesn't hold his
it's not
camera.
Real.
He has somebody else holding the camera and he's sitting here on his phone reading his chat. But I hate the fucking people that be like, chat, what do you think, chat? Should I buy this chat? Chat, what do you think? Chat, what should I do? Like, shut the fuck up. Have your own fucking
do what you want to do. The fuck? Chat watching you enjoy yourself. Do what the fuck you want to do.
Y'all have a whole altercation with somebody. Chat. Chat, was am I being a bitch right now, chat? Should I? What should I do, chat? Did he press me, chat? Shut the fuck up, bro. Be your own person. Fuck.
They gotta talk. You gotta get it past the chat.
Your chat's a bunch of 12-year-olds that don't know what outside is. Never been to the places you're at. And you asking them for advice? Fuck out of here. These are the same motherfuckers saying, Derek, why aren't you sliding for Vaughn? Slide for Vaughn. O-Block is soft. Like, shut the fuck up. You guys have never stepped foot in O-Block.
And never been impressed. Like, an environment that's hot like that. For real.
You're in the suburbs with a fucking soccer mom van in your driveway. Shut the fuck up.
Facts. That shit really how it is, too. And they be laying down on the couch, belly down on the couch.
With Fortnite on in the background.
Yeah, with their feet up. Fucking
play the fucking pizza rolls.
Yeah. Sly for Vaughn. Shut the fuck up. I'll whoop you.
All right, Timmy. why don't you slide on that
bully? The pizza rolls is Chris.
Slide on the pizza rolls.
Slide on that outside. Go ahead and slide outside.
Yeah, slide in that park. The fuck?
Stop getting obese. Slide outside, bitch. Slide on the treadmill.
I be wondering what these people look like, bro. I just seen something that we're going to have to address later.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Even though y'all probably won't care. It's all good. All right. What we got for the next joint, man? The next topic?
Yeah, I think we're at 50 minutes, right?
Oh, are we?
You want to keep rapping? Yeah. We can, but if not, shit, we can
that's,
just.
That's 50?
Yeah, 48, 50.
Hey, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. It's been your guys, man. Listen, like, comment, subscribe, man. Stop playing with us. We know that this is quality content. Let me stop. I'm sounding arrogant as fuck. Nah,
man. You gotta be confident in your shit, man. This is quality shit.
Oh, I know it's quality, but I don't want to sound like a dickhead. Listen, join the Discord. Lock in with us. We want to meet some of y'all. You know, I would love to run like a big ass Among Us game or something, or run like another First Class Trouble. Just like a bunch of y'all, like that's cool and that support us. The Patreon will be going up. Well, actually it is up, but we gotta see what we're gonna put on there, right?
I gotta fucking fix the banner for it and all that shit. So yeah, damn, I haven't gotten around to doing that.
Yeah, and I got some ideas for merch, but the shit might be a little outdated now that Future and Metro done dropped. But so, right now it's like, we're going to have merch for the opposite team. But anyway, we got some ideas for that, man. There's not too much demand for that right now. So I think that like once we have more of a demand, then of course we'll drop it. And I got some interesting ideas. I think we could go somewhere with that too. Mm. But hey, man. Like I said, like, comment, subscribe. Thank you to the audio listeners for sticking with us, for getting us motivated, disciplined, for getting us excited to really continue this, man, and strive for something more. But anyway, hope y'all have a great day, night, whatever, morning, whatever it is. It's been your guys, Denzel, Terrell, myself, Rod, and we out, man.
Peace.